If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Matt Kuhn from Total Engagement. You can listen to me talking to walking queso himself, the Casio Kid, on Casio's Cut, episode 28.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? You're listening to another edition of Casio's Cut.
Burn down the school with gasoline. Say hell yeah,
hell yeah.
Say white trash,
white trash.
Hey kid, it's party time. Kicking out the jams like the MC5.
Aye, aye.
That's the way I wanna be. I'll be a white trash superstar.
Aye,
that's the way I wanna be.
Everybody for tuning in. 2020, hope it is treating you right, my friends. We appreciate all the new listeners that are checking it out as the numbers continue to rise. We appreciate all you OG Candy Lickers that are hanging out with us and have been on since the first episode. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. Little housekeeping before we start. As always, make sure you go to CasiosCut.com and subscribe to the podcast there. You can make sure you're up to date there with all of our regular episodes and bonus content as well. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify or any other podcast platform, do me a favor, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Not only do we like you coming back and listening, the biggest thing you can do is hit subscribe, hit like, and if there's a rating system, hope you rate us well and leave a little review. That you don't understand how far that can go for our podcast here at Casio's Cut. Be sure to follow us on social media as well. We want to interact with you. That's how I talk to you. That's how I know what you liked about a certain episode, your favorite parts, what should be on merchandise. Any of that needs to go to our social media at Casio's Cut. CasiosCut at Casio's Cut. That's on Twitter, and that's on Instagram, and that's on Facebook as well. You can find us and chime in with us on social media at Casio's Cut. Casio's Cuts with an S, CasiosCuts.com. That's merchandise headquarters. You can get all our latest T-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts. We've got koozies. We've got whatever those things are that you put on the back of your cell phone. We've got coffee mugs. We've got the brand new, just released tumblers. That's right. So we can get your drink on there. We've got it all and are continuing to add more and more as we go along. Just check out CasiosCuts.com for all your merchandise needs for the Candy Licking podcast that is Casio's Cut. This episode, I wanted to extend an olive branch or stick my hand out and give a high five and help pull them out of the water as they just get started. My buddies, Paulie B, Paulie Bromwell, and Jay-Z Flair. And what could possibly end up being a train wreck.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something, Casio. Let me tell you something, brother. Usually me and Paul end our shows with a promo, but I'm going to tell you straight up, Casio, I respect you. I think the world of you, brother. There is nobody better, nobody better at doing a morning radio show. But let me tell you something. If you ever call me a train wreck ever again, I'm going to wreck your face. I'm going to pull every hair out of your beard and make it into a wig for myself because I don't put up with insults. I don't put up with trash. I don't put up with this malarkey baloney of an introduction. Try that again and make sure you put some respect on me and Paulie's name.
Hey guys, Paulie B, just glad to be here.
Hey, man, what's up, y'all? How are y'all? Hey, Casio, thank you so much for
having me. Let me throw some grease on it. I'm joined with Paulie B. Well and the Bojangles champ, Jay Zayflair.
Defending and always ready for a challenge, brother. Hey, man, look, Cassie, I appreciate you having us on, my man. I'm a little bipolar some days, and I reckon that's today, my man. But no, serious, Cassio, thank you so much for having us on, brother. We love Cassio's cut. We love everything that you're doing, my man. You're one of my favorite podcasts, brother, and it is a great honor for me and Paul to be here.
We thank are you. Candy Liquors.
Candy Liquors. You guys might be like Lieutenant Candy Liquors.
Nice. Yeah.
You got your own podcast now. So let's talk about this podcast. What do you guys it's the Jay-Z Flair, but Paul, you didn't even throw your own name in there. It's just the Jay-Z Flair Show.
I didn't. When you got a guy that has that personality and charisma and the character that is Jay-Z Flair, there's no room for Paul's name on the show. I basically just said I resigned myself to be the facilitator of this train wreck, as you put it, which we're seeing live here today on Cassio's Cut. And but you know what? I knew it would be a lot of fun when Jay-Z, you know, hit the free agent market, if you will. We've hung out a number of times. I've seen him at conventions and the suits and the belts and the fried chicken. And I thought, man, there's something to this that I think is somewhat entertaining. And I knew he had a lot of, dedicated social media fans. And so, you know, we just started putting our heads together. I kind of came up with a concept and using, his Bojangles champion and may just turn it into the Jay-Z Flair Show. And here we are, you know, debuting this week.
Oh, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Cassie.
Go ahead.
Paul's 100% right, brother. You know, this is something that I enjoy doing. It's fun to do. But, you know, I work two jobs. I'm a very busy person, and I don't have the time to dedicate to a podcast. And Paul has come along, and he has willingly put in a lot of money. He has willingly put in a lot of time. And he makes me sound a whole lot better than I really am. Because, I mean, let's be honest, man. I'm energetic. I'm fun. I'm positive. I like to have a good time. But, man, Paul is so much more dedicated to making sure we're actually a decent show. He deserves a whole lot more credit than what he gets.
Well, as everybody can tell by your accent and elocution, you are a Harvard graduate English professor.
Oh, did I get electrocuted? I've had the shocker done to me, and I can't explain the genetics behind that, but
I just hope to be the translator between him and the people that listen from the Northeast. That's all I hope to accomplish in the show.
Wait a minute. He just said he had the shocker performed on him.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand physics or anatomy or science, apparently.
Is that one in the shaft, two in the ass? What is that?
I am. Next question.
I'm just shaking my head already.
But hey,
one Paul, in the funnel and two in the tunnel. I believe that's what the male shocker is.
We're like 3 minutes in, and that's going to be the highlight of this show.
Oh, you my God.
One look, in the funnel and two in the tunnel is the male shocker.
Hey,
that'll be episode number two. That's the name of episode two. There we go.
Now, Cassio, you know, I know there's going to be people who are going to listen because of me and Paul to your show for the first time. Dude, me and you have known each other for how long? Maybe 2 or 3 years? Is that right?
At least.
It feels longer, doesn't it, Cassio?
It does. It feels ancient. Paul, you seem right on the 2-year mark. Jay-Z seems like 10, a grinding 10.
It's like dog years with Jay-Z.
A grinding 10.
And y'all have got to understand, Cassio is the funniest person I have ever met before in my life. And you've got to admit, Cassio, me and you are the only two people on earth who are famous because we married up.
I definitely married up. I'm not going to argue
with either one of you on that one.
Well, Pauly B, you got a shout out in my last P.O. Box episode. Because you sent your Christmas card in, and yes. I don't know if you've got a chance to see it yet, but my wife saw your card and said, we have got to start putting our family on Christmas cards, because anybody who puts their family on Christmas cards has their shit together. And then held up your Christmas card and said, doesn't this family look like they have their shit together?
Well, you know what? I have the perfect idea. You two should just go down to the local zoo and just stand there in front of the gates, and there you go. That'd be a nice representation of Cassio's family.
The zoo is correct.
Oh, man.
Listen, it's my wife, okay? All credit goes to her. She keeps all this shit going, the household, everything, all the kids and craziness, which allows me time to do some of this nonsense. So between this and my other gig, Saved by the Pod, you know, it's a lot of fun, but couldn't be doing it without her help and support. So I owe all that to her, making us look like, you know, we're straight out of a magazine there.
All right, you led me into my next question. So we'll do a little recap as you guys start the Jay-Z Flair Show. You guys are coming together. You both, at one point or currently, had different podcasts. Paul, you have Saved by the Pod, and I've, luckily enough, been a guest on there. And tell everybody a little bit about what Saved by the Pod is.
Yeah, no, sure. And Cassio, I feel like we had a really fun time together. It was long, but man, we had a lot of fun just kicking it to WrestleMania 3, 1987. But Saved by the Pod is all about, we pick a wrestling event. That's kind of the anchor or the main event, if you will, the show. And then we wrap it in a pop culture and nostalgia. So, for instance, when Hogan was defeating Sheik for the title, what else was going on in 1984, January? And, you know, we'll talk about the number one music at the time, the number one box office hits, what television shows or cartoons. And we'll add a little fun and flair and flavor to it and, you know, put a bow on it, tie in the wrestling event. And that's really the concept of our show. We know, you know, nostalgia is a big thing, wrestling nostalgia, but there are a lot of fans of pop culture as well. So we wanted to kind of bring those two worlds together. And my man Timmy C and Efren. Efren's had so many life experiences, from game shows to singing with Chicago on stage a few times to, you know, going to five or six WrestleManias. I mean, the guy has lots of fun stuff to share. And Timmy's kind of that guy that who just drops those jokes right, you know, in the middle of everything. And, you know, we're just having a really good time with it. And it was my first opportunity, you know, to do a podcast. And I've learned a lot from it, which, you know, gave me the confidence to then, you know, maybe talk to Jay-Z and see what we could do.
And if they want to check out Saved by the Pod, how can they do so?
Sure, absolutely. So it's on Twitter. You can follow us at SavedBTPod. And on Instagram, we are at SavedByThePod. Also, our website, SavedByThePod.com. And we just launched our merchandise store. We have a few designs up from Doug Halliday, who's just, you know, Cassio.
Phenomenal.
He's amazing, and we have four designs up and more on the way. He's working right now, but we have some sweatshirts, T-shirts, all that good stuff. Also links to the show if you can't find it on a podcast platform. But they're all on all major podcast platforms. And, yeah, I'm at Paulie B on Twitter, at Paulie B. Well, and at Efren Blackjack, and at Timmy C. 1979 is where you can find all of us. So thank you for letting me share that.
No problem. Go check out Saved by the Pod, and you can listen to it wherever you're listening to this right here, unless it's at CassiosCut.com. But anywhere else, you can check that out, and go ahead and search for them and subscribe to them while you are listening to this episode, and then bookmark the episode that I was on. That'll be a good way to ease into their podcast.
Yes.
If you like this podcast, you will enjoy us talking over at Saved by the Pod, and then you can check out the rest of their archives there. And Jay-Z, you had a foray into the podcast world as well. And like you said, you are a very busy man. At the time, I assume just things weren't right, and so you moved along. But yeah, this isn't your first venture in the podcast world.
Oh, absolutely not. And before we roll into me, let's talk about how great Saved by the Pod is, Cassio.
Okay.
You know, you talk about Efren, you talk about Timmy C. Paul has got two great podcast co-hosts in that whole deal, brother. And I can't get enough of that podcast. It on Tuesdays, my man, it's going to be Arn Anderson. It's going to be Saved by the Pod, and it's going to be Cassio's Cut.
In that order.
Without question. Absolutely not.
I've looked at my downloads. It is definitely in that order.
Oh, no, no.
I'm putting it on Saved by the Pod, but I feel like Arn Anderson's podcast had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, you and me both, Cassio.
Absolutely. But, you know, Paul can pick great podcast co-hosts, my man, and that's what he's done with me. I'm sure Hey, man, when you know greatness, you come to Jay-Z. Let's be honest, my man. I am the social influencer of positivity and kindness, my man. And, you know, I enjoy doing Walk the Walk. We kind of drifted away from what we wanted to get, you know, as our basis of a podcast, where we wanted to help people, where we wanted to give dating tips, where we wanted to do wrestling interviews. We kind of drifted away from that. And, you know, if you follow me on Twitter, y'all know that my mother had cancer, that my father was injured, you know, taking care of my mother, broke two vertebrae and whatnot. And, you know, my personal life got in the way of my social media. It got in the way of my podcast. And, you know, if anybody out there got a mom and daddy, you can understand. And, you know, it ain't nothing against DJ Rod. I love doing a podcast with him. Great guy, you know, did just like Paul, did all the work behind the scenes for me and everything. But, you know, we got too busy, and Paul came to me with an idea, and man, I'm a mark for myself. Let's be legit, brother. Anybody better than me.
Like a weekly podcast is very, very hard to do. It's harder than everybody thinks it is. And
absolutely.
So I understand about personal life.
Listen, when I emailed him, all I had to do was in the subject book, the Jay-Z Flair Show, and I know it was he was sold. That's all it took. As soon as he saw the subject line, he was like, "Sign me up, brother." Him I don't care what he says on Twitter.
Him and his friend Woody emailed you back immediately, friend.
That's right.
Jay-Z, tell everybody you made an appearance. We briefly talked at the Humans of the Gathering episode.
Oh, Lord.
As we were out in North Carolina at a wrestling convention, you and your lovely wife made an appearance on that episode. But kind of tell everybody how you got the moniker, the Bojangles Champ.
Oh, and it's, you know, it's odd you bring that up, brother, because that's what our episode 2 is going to be about.
Okay. Man. Well, don't and, give know, away too like, much, but you have a you have notes, a wrestling belt.
So a very brief version of this is in June. Actually, June 29th, 2018, the Bojangles Corporation, located in Charlotte, North Carolina, bestowed upon me a Bojangles championship belt with a Cajun filet on it that spins, my man. And it
Come
came,
on.
Oh, brother, you know, everybody wants to come on me, but that's another story for another day. So everybody, you know, Bojangles knew that I had been out there defending, protecting, building up their brand, building up the attention on social media, and they presented me with the gift. Lo and behold, if you give somebody a championship belt, everybody thinks that they can come after it. But guess what, my man? Every time somebody says they want to come after it, they never show up. They never show up. And that's because they know I'm a whole lot of man, more man than they'll ever be, more man than their daddy will ever be, more man than every man in their whole family will ever be. So the only time they approach me is for photo ops and signatures, never for a title challenge, my man.
Wow.
I got serious.
And this has been a TBS Saturday night at 6:05 wrestling with Tony Schiavone.
I can't wait.
Shit.
I can't wait till you get a whole episode on it where you, I mean, you gave us the cliff notes and I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I'm wishing you the best of luck, and I'm excited for you guys. Excited that you guys both have experience going into this thing. I think that's going to make it a lot easier for you. You have the greatest art guy in the business, Doug Halliday, on your side. So I think you guys are going to be on the right track. Wish you the best of luck. And I did want to do, before we get out of here, I wanted to do the Casio's Countdown with you, which is new in 2020. And it's where we're going to do 10 questions down to one, and you've got to answer them. Now, Jay-Z, you've answered a couple of these on The Gathering, so I can't wait to see if you are coherent enough to remember any of your answers or if they change. But we're going to do 10 down to 1. So when I ask the first question, y'all both, you know, one go first, one go the other, however you guys decide that. But and then we'll go down to 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all right?
Well, all from right. Everything Paul's wife tells me, he comes first, so we'll just go ahead and let him roll.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Paul. You chose this.
I did. This is what I get. And you know what? Even when Conrad joined the show, he was like, "What the hell were you thinking?" At first, I didn't know what that meant. And now I totally get it after episode 1. So.
It's too late to go back now.
Yeah, right.
You got t-shirts.
Yep, I'm all in.
All right, here we go. 10. Name something in life that's a perfect 10.
Wow, if I say anything other than my wife, I'm in trouble.
You know what? I've did this a couple times now, and everybody, they've both been dudes, have both went ladies, so I'm going to have to change that up.
Okay.
And say anything but your wife, because that's a given.
The perfect 10. Come on. You got anything, Bojangles champ?
The perfect 10. Yeah, as in you're going first because I've got my answer.
Oh, well, go. You go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Think about it.
Let me tell you what the perfect 10 is. And this is no bull job. This is straight, legit business. And that is a super tailgate special from Bojangles with Cajun Pinots. And two side orders of mashed potatoes and gravy, four biscuits, 12 pieces of chicken, and there's no doubt about it.
You okay with that? He just dropped a tailgate special on you, Paul.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Cajun Pinots. Paul, there's got to be like a perfect food for you. There's got to be a perfect car out there. There's got to be something in your life where you're like, that you don't need to touch that. There's no way you can improve on this.
It's probably my car. The car. All right. We're going to put out there Paul's car. Let's sure.
Well, I mean,
perfect 10 in my life.
It don't have to be your car. You could say there's a car out there that's perfect.
Oh, I got you. Let's go with the Range Rover. I like the Range Rover.
Paul,
that makes it nice and easy.
You definitely need to go first because Jay-Z won that one.
Okay. Yeah. I'm struggling.
Nine is the German word for no. We're in 2020. Tell me something that's a big no for 2020. Something you're not going to go with. No, not doing this anymore. Something that's negative you're getting out of your life. Just give me something that's a big no in 2020. Nine.
Eating after 7 o'clock at night.
What the
heck? What's the science behind this?
Huh? Because, man, listen, I was doing so well there for a while. The last few months of the year, it turned into a shit show. I don't fit in half my clothes anymore. From Thanksgiving on, I think I put 15 pounds on alone. So I'm saying no to eating after 7 o'clock in 2020. I got to get in shape. I'm doing two fucking podcasts. I've got a full-time job. I got wife and kids. I got to do something so that I don't keel over trying to do all this.
But what does eating after 7 have to do with it?
I don't want to eat after 7 because that's always been the worst time for me. 7 o'clock on. Binge.
Oh, like snacking and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Well, what if your dinner gets postponed and you got to eat at like 8?
I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat past 7
o'clock. Whoa.
I pack snacks. I have things all day long. Nothing after 7.
No food after 7. You're like a weird gremlin.
Now, Cassio, you understand why Paul has to have co-host for his podcast, because that's the best answer he could come up with. It's ridiculous. Let me tell you what I'm saying no to in 2020, and I want to make sure this gets over very clear to Tony fucking Schiavone. I hope you're listening, and I know Matt Schiavone's listening. So Matt, you make sure you put this out so your dad can hear this. Tony, No to you trying to get with my wife. Stop. It's done. She's my bride, and I will I will diamond cutter your ass while you're doing DD yoga or whatever the hell that shit is. Okay? Let's make that clear. All right? You know what? Let me tell y'all something. I personally had no choice to watch AEW in my house. I was going to watch NXT, but you know what? My wife had to hear Tony Schiavone's voice. Not only does she have to listen to what happened when every single freaking Monday, but now I have to hear his voice on Wednesday because my bride is in love with him. So guess what? No, Tony Schiavone. No, you're not going to have my bride. Stop texting her and get over it.
Woo.
I don't even know why I'm doing this at this point.
I just dropped my fork.
Holy,
there's like rice all over the floor.
He's eating after 7. That's
why
you
don't. All fours.
Well, you just said you're eating rice, so number 8 is last thing you ate.
Last thing I ate, wings, buffalo wings.
Before 7 o'clock.
No breading.
I'm seriously eating rice and chicken right now. I'm like unmuting and muting myself because I did a podcast with somebody and I was eating the whole time and I felt bad.
What'd you eat before rice and chicken?
A protein bar after I left the gym. a birthday cake protein bar. It was absolutely delicious. And then I had, I took a White Claw, and I took two shot glasses. I poured two shots of White Claw. I chugged them. And then I poured a shot of vodka into the shot glasses and poured them back into the White Claw and stirred it up, and then I chugged it.
And that, boys and girls, is how you end up with one in the funnel and two in the tunnel, my friend. Okay. Number seven. You guys both travel a lot, so I can't wait to hear this. Seven things you can't travel without.
Seven things.
That I can't. Do you want to go first, Paul?
Like when you start packing, we've all seen each other at a bunch of conventions. What's some things that you go, I have to have that in my suitcase?
My iPad, number one.
Okay.
Because you got to have that iPad in the hotel room. Number two, what else? Six more things.
You a travel pillow guy?
What's that?
You a travel pillow guy?
I don't bring a pillow with me, so that's okay.
Headphones?
I just need to make sure that I get like four or five of them from the front desk, because I am a pillow. I sleep with a lot of pillows.
Jesus Christ, four or five.
Oh, yeah.
Extra?
One between the legs, cuddled with one, two under the head.
Okay.
I'm like a swaddling small baby in a crib. I just have pillows all over me.
But you don't ever
bring
any.
A pillow. I definitely bring my drawers, okay? Underwear's necessity.
That's lame.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you a exact number drawers guy, or do you prepare to poop your pants every day you're gone?
Great question. I always bring one extra pair.
Just one?
The pooping of the pants.
Oh, you're brave.
I bring underwear enough for each day I'm going to be away, but then I bring one more extra pair.
You're a brave soul, Paul.
Yeah.
I knew I loved you.
I just clean out my drawer. I'd bring every pair of drawers I got.
Jay-Z says, oh, I didn't know you guys wore underwear.
Yeah, exactly. Are you a headphones guy?
The what?
I'm talking to Paul. Headphones guy.
Oh, yeah. I have headphones with me for traveling. That's when I listen to Casio's Cut and all these podcasts.
There you go. So you can spin this any way you want.
That's right.
You could say Saved by the Pod is something you can't travel without.
I listen to Saved by the Pod, Casio's Cut, and Conrad.
You're a snack guy. What's your snacks you bring with you?
Oh, shit.
What's go-to? Hey, I got to have these when I'm getting on the plane.
I like trail mix. Trail mix is good because it's something you can grab right from the airport, and it's got that, you know, salty and sweet mixture all in one. Go wrong there. Stop.
You are the whitest guy ever so far. All right. Perfect 10's your wife. The perfect car's a Range Rover, and all you need to travel with is one extra pair of underwear and some trail mix.
Cassio, I need a
What am I missing here?
I need a new co-host, Cassio, if you're not busy on something.
Jay-Z Flair, what are you traveling with?
All right, so straight up, when I leave the house, first off, I'm taking the belt.
The Bojangles champ belt.
Oh, dude, that goes with me everywhere.
Okay.
Let me tell you, if I spend the night in, like, Raleigh, North Carolina, the belt is with me. Because, dude, and this sounds really weird, but I have been at Carolina Beach, and I brought the belt with me just because you never know, and... You know, I put on Twitter, hey, I'm at Carolina Beach hanging out, me and my bride and my in-laws and whatnot. And people hit me up and said, hey, man, I'd love to hang out with you. Where you at? I'll buy you a drink. I'll meet you at the bar. It happens every time I go. It doesn't matter where I go. And, you know, people want photo ops. They want to shake my hand. They want to buy me drinks. So you best believe I'm taking that belt with me so I can get free drinks. Okay.
Okay.
First off, straight up. The second thing I'm taking, making sure I'm taking, is my medication, man. Hey, you know what? I got medical problems. Guess what? I ain't trying to have an episode when I'm on vacation. All right. Kiss my ass, Paul. I'm the man. Deal with it. Third off, let me tell you something. Hotel rooms do something to my soul, okay? So I'm packing the Blue Chew. Let's be honest. Why they're not sponsoring this podcast, I ain't got a clue. That is beyond me. The fourth thing I've taken is some suits, okay? It might be one. It might be two. Hell, I got a brand new one for Christmas ain't nobody seen yet that's going to debut. We going to take some damn suits.
But tell everybody about your suit. This isn't like your brown suit and your black pinstripe and your navy. These are all over the board.
These suits are louder than all get out, my man. They are louder than Efren coming out of a closet. You know what I mean, brother? So let me tell you, I've got American flag suits. I have got, and I can't tell you what the suit I just got was because it ain't debuted yet. I've got a custom-made Bojangles suit, a custom-made StarCast suit, which, you know, Cassia, we know probably ain't ever going to happen again, but guess what? I've got one. Pineapple suits, flamingo suits, a party suit. Man, I got suits on top of suits, brother, and I look damn good out of them, and I look damn good in them. And now you done made me forget what all I'm packing.
You're going to have white shades.
Listen, now you can see why I'm the Bobby Lashley to his Lana. All right? Are you starting to get this yet?
No. Explain that. I can't wait for you to explain it.
Are you going
to
tell everybody we're having an affair now? Is that what you're doing, Paulie?
Who's popping all the cake?
Go ahead, Cassio.
We're down to he's got to travel with the white shades.
Oh, absolutely.
That's five.
And let me tell you something, man. When you see me, you're going to see that my shades match everything I'm wearing. I've got a pair of shades for every single shirt that I own, every single suit that I own, and I've got a pair of shoes to match them on top of that, brother. You know, and Conrad gives me hell for the white shades, okay? And I don't know why, but when I wear my Bojangles suit, I have another set of shades that match that suit, and people are like, why don't you got your white shades on? Because the white shades don't match, man. In the suits, I'm a 10. Out of the suits, I'm a 9, okay? And you always got to be a 10, brother. Every chance you get, you got to be a 10.
All right. Let's go on to something, Paul. I feel like this is your wheelhouse, Paul.
I hope so.
This is the category you're finally going to get it. 6 must-see movies for everybody before they die.
All right.
You're the pop culture guy.
I am. So I'm just trying to think 80s, 90s, 2000s.
These are no particular order. You should just say, hey, you need to watch these 6.
Yeah, these 6 movies. Okay. Let's go. John Hughes, maybe not his top movie, but it was always a favorite of mine growing up. Weird Science.
Okay.
Anybody? Okay, crickets. Big fan of Gladiator.
It's in mine.
Okay. Let's see here. Can we say like a whole trip, like a Star Wars? Does that count as one? Like the all?
No. I mean, no. If you gotta pick them out,
it's gotta
be
one single movie.
Or you could say the first 3, or episodes 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. The original 3 Star Wars. How's that work?
There you go. There's 5. You need one more.
Let's see. Oh, easy. Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Hell yeah, Top Gun, baby.
Are you excited?
Top Gun, Maverick's coming out this year.
Are you excited about that one?
What's that?
Are you excited about the...
Oh, I'm excited. I just saw the preview at the movie when I went to see the new Star Wars, and it looks good.
Did it change the angle on your dangle, son?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. Okay.
Can I just hang up now?
No, you got to give us your 6 movies.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Oh, wait. Kiss, first off, Paul, kiss my ass.
I know how you are with pop culture, so you didn't even know.
I can't wait to hear these.
Now, I've never watched Saved by the Bell because even as a chap, I was getting tail and not watching TV.
He was calling Screech Scratch, okay? and that was a shoot.
Scratch. So
nobody has time for Saved by the Bell when they're a kid, okay?
I did.
Anyway, yeah, you're a loser. So anyway, so my 6 movies is going to be the first 3 is going to be the original Star Wars. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And I would love to throw the Rocky trilogy in there or 5 movies. I don't count number 5 because it's trash, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to skip that and we're going to go to The Departed. That is my all-time favorite non-Star Wars movie. Great movie. Absolutely great. And let's see, if I'm going to avoid Rocky, what else would I pick?
Well, should you probably throw in at least one Rocky?
I felt like Rocky Horror Picture Show might be good for Jay-Z.
If we're going to throw in one Rocky movie, Rocky 4.
Okay.
Probably Rocky
The Big 4. Russian.
Oh, absolutely. And here's a little behind the scenes deal with Jay-Z. Rocky movies is one of my inspirations that got me into wanting to work out.
Really?
Oh, dude, absolutely. Have you seen how lean he got in that movie? Holy crap.
So I'll tell you this. I jog with a toboggan on like he does, a beanie, and it doesn't work. There's more to it than just the beanie.
Oh, man. And
you need one more.
And one more, man.
Or you could throw in two Rockies.
I could, but I think there's got to be something better than that.
Showgirls.
No.
Striptease. Eyes wide shut.
G.I. Jane. Basic Instinct.
And you know what? This is going to be really shocking to people. I don't like pornography. I don't.
That is shocking.
I know, and that's what everybody said.
I thought you were going to throw one out.
Like, no, that's not my deal at all, man.
Are you a Marvel guy? Or are you?
That's what killed this first podcast.
He didn't watch pornography.
Oh my God!
Throw in another Rocky. Three and four.
No, I'll tell you.
Three with Hogan.
I'll tell you what. What's a great movie? The Wizard of Oz.
You talk about a curveball. I did not see that coming.
No, me neither.
And
I expected it to be pornography, and it was like Wizard of Balls or something like that. I just expected.
My sister used to watch it growing up all the time. It
takes you to a place.
Man. So.
All right, here we go. Cassio's countdown number five. This is going to be fun for Jay-Z. Five-finger discount. What's the last thing you stole, Paul?
Woo! Wow. What is the last thing I stole?
That's probably a good thing you're having to go deep in the archives.
I guess we could say digital movies. I steal them all the time.
Oh.
You ought to see my server at home.
Are you a pirate?
I got about 1,000 movies.
What?
Which I paid for.
Okay. Well, there you go. Which was the last one you got?
I'm just putting it right out there.
What's the last one you got?
I just downloaded, let's see here. I have it right here in front of me.
Wizard of Balls.
Wizard of Balls. Wizard of Balls it is.
Do you got something like in theater still?
No. See, I usually wait for them to come out on digital. So I make sure that I'm not, some of the ones that had just come out, Black and Blue. Let's see here. What came out? Rambo, Last Blood.
Okay.
Just grab that one. I grabbed some old Christmas Joker. I have the new Joker.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so.
All right, four. You know this is
coming. Whoa.
Oh, we didn't ask Jay-Z what's the last thing he stole.
My wife's heart.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, we know what his shoot job
all right.
is.
So, all right, now if we're going to talk about pirated stuff, I reckon you could say the last thing I stole was like a bunch of video games because I bought a Raspberry Pi that's got like 7,500 games on it, and I have been burning up like a bunch of free games off of it.
Well, I have no idea what a Raspberry Pi is.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
I know what like a peach Apple. Pie. Yeah.
Yeah, cherry.
So pecan.
It looks like a Super Nintendo, but it's like really small. But it's got arcade games, regular Nintendo games. Super
but you
Nintendo
have to steal games. Them.
I mean, somebody did, and I had to pay for it.
Like a jailbroken game machine that has every ROM of every game ever made.
Listen to it. I mean, somebody I didn't, but somebody did.
I don't make it a habit of stealing stuff.
You just use stuff that other people stole.
He just purchases stolen stuff.
This is like the guy who has a stolen jet ski. He's like, I'm just riding it. I don't know. I didn't steal it.
I have heard that before.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was about to say. That's every motorcycle ever. I mean, my buddy said I could ride it. I didn't steal it.
I might buy it.
I might buy it. All right, two. Who would be, and just so y'all don't take the easy way out for the podcast route, if you're a wrestler, who would be your tag team partner? It could be past, present. It could be a dude on the street.
Hoop.
Wait. You're taking your boy Hoop over, like, The Rock?
Absolutely.
Why is this? Why? Tell everybody. Hoop's a great dude. Tell everybody why you would take Hoop as your tag team partner.
He would tote an ass whooping for me, and I could just stand there on the corner and watch. Don't be stupid. I'm not. I mean, you know, he took the ass whooping. I just go in there, lay a DDT in, and take the win, right? Ass whooping. And I hate it. Hoop's gonna listen.
Jay-Z's over there eating a Cajun filet biscuit, and meanwhile, Hoop's getting the old left, right, good night in front of everybody.
Absolutely. Right.
Pauly B.
Male or female? Does it matter?
Oh gosh. No, it does not matter.
A female tag team partner?
You could be, WWE just had their mixed match.
That's right. You can have mixed match. I'm going,
I'm going Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair?
Hell yeah. Athletic, beautiful, can do it all, almost my height. I mean, I think we complement each other well in the ring.
How about that?
I stand on the outside and watch her do all the dirty work and then walk to the back when it's over.
And just engaged, too.
Yeah, recently engaged.
All right. And number one,
What happened to three and two?
Yeah, our answers are way too long.
Oh, we know. We did skip, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. I have a North Carolina education, but, you know, here we go. One, two, three, four, five.
Of all things, Jay-Z caught me out on counting this episode. I did not see that happen.
It's only from 10 to 1.
Well, number four is Rushmore, Mount Rushmore of Little Debbie's.
Oh, we've done that before. I can tell you mine right off the top of my head. Fudge round, fudge round, fudge round, fudge round.
I wish you would have said a fifth fudge round. That would have been great. Pauly B.
Fudge round, oatmeal cream pie, Swiss cake rolls, and the peanut butter bars.
PB bars.
The two in a pack. They come. They're two single long peanut butter bars.
So no Nutty Buddy for you.
Paul, I have never loved you more.
Nutty Buddies are good, but the peanut butter bars, when I was a kid, there was something about kind of gnawing off that hard chocolate coating and then eating that peanut butter last, brother.
Dude. Hey, Cassio, I'm going to have to change my answer to Paul's answer because, my God. That's 100%.
You forgot about the peanut butter bars?
I did, honestly.
So is it three fudge rounds and two PB bars now?
Dude, and that oatmeal cream pie, he is right, man.
Oatmeal cream pie, Swiss cake rolls.
No zebra? No Christmas tree cakes?
No.
I love the Christmas tree cakes. It would be probably number five.
Cosmic brownie?
I'll eat it all, Cassio. I've been to their website. I've lusted after it about as much as Jay-Z has porn. I mean,
as long as it's before 7, he will go.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it turns 7:01 and he drops trowel and pulls up littledebbie.com. That's him. Number three is three albums on a deserted island.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, absolutely. The first of mine is going to be the Taylor Swift Reputation album.
Okay. You said that at Carolina. I was waiting to see if you remembered that.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't remember what my other two answers are.
You didn't have one.
The other one would be the Jimi Hendrix Experience Greatest Hits.
Okay. Nice absolutely. Choice.
And which is a wide range of things. And my third one would probably be, how long am I on this island?
A deserted island.
How long?
Forever.
Forever?
I think that's the trick to this question. I'm not asking what are the three greatest albums ever made. It's that you're stuck and listening to these.
You could listen over and over again.
Which is why, Jay-Z, I think Greatest Hits is a good move.
And so if we're going to do that, I'm going to have the Drifters' Drifters' Christmas album.
Whoa.
Oh, absolutely.
I did not see that coming.
Dude, White Christmas by the Drifters is the greatest Christmas song of all time. I will gladly sing it for you if I can get it pulled up here on the YouTube.
All right, while he's giving the albums, you pull up the Drifters. Pauly B, three albums on a deserted island.
Yeah, so you changed my answer with the greatest hits line. That's a good point. So, you know, do you want, you know, just one album that has, you know, three or four really top singles and then some good stuff around, or do you want all the hits? So I think we'll go Guns N' Roses' Greatest Hits.
Woo, nice.
Think we're going to do Decade of Decadence. I believe that was Motley Crue's.
Okay.
And then I'm going Metallica Black Album.
You went all hard rock.
What the?
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Yep.
What the fuck
with
is happening?
With the treetops glisten and children listen.
Our show's fucked.
Yep. Yep.
Sleigh bells in the snow. The snow.
This is Melatonin and Benadryl.
I did not see that coming at all.
Christmas. What about my albums? Did you like that?
you were wrong. You're going to be in an aggressive mood the whole time.
I would, but I feel like I'd need to get pumped up just to be on an island all by myself. And the Guns N' Roses has, you know, Don't You Cry. They have some ballads here and there, but I think if I had to listen to it over and over again, and that was my only choices, those would be my go-tos.
And number one, what would be your ultimate dream wrestling match to watch?
Ooh.
Something you've seen, and maybe you want a part two or three or four or whatever it is, if they've already done it, or something that, boom, you could throw it in. And I'm talking about, you could, we're talking generational to, you know, 70s to now, whatever you want.
Oh, and all right, straight up. And this probably will probably change, I'm sure.
Because, oh, sure.
You know, obviously, you know, you're going to have different wrestlers come along. But can I have two matches?
You better put him in a tag team.
And the reason why I say have two is because one of mine would be a rematch and another one would be a match that never happened.
Okay, what's the rematch?
The rematch would be a rematch between Austin and Bret Hart, like at WrestleMania 13, another submission match, because that is my all-time favorite match.
Okay.
All-time favorite.
So you want to see it in part two?
Oh, absolutely. But it would be a first blood match. Absolutely. But over top of that, and I'm going to get some shit for this, I would love to see Ric Flair in his prime versus Nick Aldis in 2020.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Polly B?
Is it my turn?
Yeah. All right.
I'll have to go. I think I would be AJ Styles in his prime against Shawn Michaels in his prime. Love to see that match.
A loser.
Why is that a loser answer?
Yeah, Shawn Michaels probably the best there ever was in the ring, pal.
And AJ Styles wouldn't even break the top 10.
Wow. As he says, with a mouthful of rice.
Whoa. Shelton Benjamin is better than AJ Styles. Really?
Go ahead and give that Twitter handle since they can't wait to get all over you for that statement.
Wow.
Shelton Benjamin is better than AJ Styles. Tell them where your Twitter is so they can hate directly to you.
Absolutely. My Twitter is Polly B.
That's not even my full handle, so go for it, buddy.
Great. And if you can't reach me there, I'm at Timmy C 1974 or some horse shit. I don't know.
No, it's at the Jay-Z Flair Show, right?
You know what I would like? Hey, the other one, though, if you got to give to, I would love to see, just because of the buzz, in their prime, I'm talking 80s Hogan versus late 90s Austin.
Just when they're both just at their peak.
Yes. Yes. It would be electric.
That'd be strong.
Yeah.
That'd be strong. All right, fellas. Thank you guys for joining me, man. I wish you nothing but the best on the podcast, and I wish you'd quit submitting things to Doug Halliday so he can work on my stuff.
I'm in the same boat as you, Cassio.
You've backed him up.
Yeah. Oh,
and Cassio, man, we appreciate you having us on, my man, because, you know, we know you probably do thousands of downloads, and we could steal, you know.
You're going to get upwards of like 32 downloads this week. It's going to be good.
You're going to triple our downloads, man. We appreciate it.
Tell them where they can find it.
Well, in all honesty, Cassie, before we get that far, my man, I just want to thank everybody who actually engages with me on Twitter, that follows me on Twitter, that follows me on Snapchat and whatnot. And I appreciate Paul reaching out to me and wanting to start a show. And, of course, I appreciate our friend Conrad for putting us over on what happened with him, my man. You know, you can find me at JZ_Flair or at the Jay-Z Flair Show. And that's all because of Paul's hard work, my man.
Now, thanks to Cassio again for having us on. Paulie Bewell on Twitter, at Paulie Bewell. And then, like Jay-Z said, at the Jay-Z Flair Show and at Saved BT Pod. Got to put a plug in there. But, yeah, no, we, like Jay-Z said, appreciate you having us on. You get it. You understand how hard this can be when you're trying to really grow organically. And so I really love and enjoy this kind of brotherhood that we've established where we're all just kind of helping each other out, you know, to try to hopefully put out a good product that people enjoy. And that's the name of the game.
Is it just wrestling? What's happening on it?
Yeah, so we're going to do some wrestling. We're going to have promo of the week. Jay-Z, the first few episodes, you know, Jay-Z's kind of getting into who he is and how he became, and Bojangles is next up. We're going to talk a little bit about his infatuation with Taylor Swift. But also we're going to have some guests on the show, too, and so we're excited to do that. We'd love to have you on the show, Cassio, if you'd want to do it.
Yeah, I'll just give you the recording of this. I'm lazy.
Oh, that's even better.
We'll just clean off Cassio's cut on the title and just pop it in.
You just talk over it.
Or if you just want to send us a soundboard of you pre-recording answers, we'll just ask you random-ass questions. We can do it that way.
All right, let's try one. Ask me a question.
What's your favorite kind of food at Bojangles? The protein field wrap, absolutely.
Protein field wrap.
No, but in all honesty, Cassio, you know, 2019 was a hard year for me personally, and it's changed my mindset on a whole lot of things, my man. And I'm hoping that people can find that they'll find somebody who can actually help them out. You know, we want to benefit. We want to make people smile. We want to do everything we can to engage our listeners and make their lives better. And I hope we can actually reach out, and if people have questions or if they need help, they can actually DM me or Paul or DM the show. And, you know, we can answer some questions. We can help guide some people. You know, if you need dating advice, my man, you know, Paul married up. Cassio, you married up. I married up. Maybe we can help somebody else marry up. You know. Yes, absolutely.
That I'm glad was our to hear show downloads going right in the chair.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad to hear your wife's input on this, Cassio. That sounds just like her. So.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. It's been a fun one, man. Thank you guys again, and wishing you the best of luck.
Hey, thank you, Cassio. Oh, that was serious. We love you, man.
That was serious.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I got audio of everybody listening right now that also agrees with Jay-Z that Shelton Benjamin is better than AJ Styles. Let's listen in to him, guys.
Perfect. Love it.
All right, we better stop before we get embarrassed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.